You're tuned in to Currently Off Air. We'll be turning this episode over to Suv Kunkel and Stuart Timmons for a musical, radiophonic presentation of their novel When the Moon Falls, It's Not So Steep. A quantum novel set in 2019 following the Great War to abolish freedom when all Western governments went bankrupt and the Tesco Bilderberg elite took over the provision of all social, political and economic aspects of life by stealing the East.
When the moon falls, it's not so steep. When the moon falls, it's not so steep. When the moon falls, it's not so steep.
The events that follow are concerned with, although not exclusively or entirely, matters of extreme impotence and importance. Within the broadcast, there is consideration of the annihilation of personal choice or friendly good for you fascism, depending on your circumstantial view. We, or rather you, will consider unrequited acts of bravery, love, and the sheer folly of ignoring the evidence of your own senses. The year is, at times, 2019, following in the wake of the Great War to abolish freedom, an idea disproved and abandoned, its taillights long since faded. Some folks don't like it, some folks don't know it, and some folks just don't care. Other folks take a real keen interest in making sure we all ain't got any. This glorious idiosyncratic spaceship spinning through the universe that we call planet Earth has lurched from crisis to crisis, reconstructed, raped and repackaged by the absolute domination of an elite band of consent makers, financiers, medicine men and things which kill you. Sovereignty is no more. Gone is the UK, the good old USA. Bye bye Russia, see ya France. No more India, Jamaica or Chad. There are now only three incontinents. Everywhere, somewhere else, and nowhere. Three super control grids which divide this once blue, now grey bankrupt planet into areas of obedience, the consequences of disobedience, and soon it will be 2019. Fact, not fiction.
Come on, Alistair!
Anybody would if they could. I would, you would, anybody would.
The Sarpa Sarpa Sleaze Funk of the heroic doses surge from Ghostface's sound system, high up in the space just below the clouds. High-rise living for those with clipped wings. Wah Wah Rain, their fifth LP, was an ever-present turntable companion as Ghostface thumped his last bag of DMAFP before conducting a furious solo symphony. As the LP twisterized into lo-fi, anti-musica acid country, and the stains dried, Ghostface found himself porn bored, flicking through a tattered old copy of one of our dearly beloved Sherlock Holmes publications, Anticlimax, released on January the 1st, 2014, before BDI squinted in his direction. Ghostface read on. What is wrong with us? Today, the stealth death of freedom reached an apex with the announcement that multinational corporations would take over the running of all public services, dictate taxation, and abolish opinion. One world government is no longer here in subterfuge, it is here in legislation. Gone is local currency indifference. Onward now, we consumer credit conscripts must march, led by a private global feral militia towards the east, to pay for the bankers who broke the west. When I first published URI, eulogising about the brain change possibilities of house music and ecstasy, I never once thought I'd be publishing its antithesis 23 years later. Yet in your hands you have the first copy of the Anticlimax, and I fear much worse is to come from the smallcock's tiny minds. Today opinion was abolished. Tomorrow the global terrorists begin making plans for the creation of Palamine, a new giant theme park to be constructed upon the scorched earth of Palestine. We must not laugh like our forebears who laughed when history's sick jokes were misunderstood. This time the punchline will leave us winded for all eternity. Before the West went bankrupt, successive liberal governments created the duality chamber, a bipolar trampoline. Change without changes. All the while, the disappearance of creativity, the process of thinking about thinking to forge new things, became rubble in the hands of the invisibles. Though we won't share with you holders, who have now divided the earth into control grids made up of sectors from which we must all now slave wage until death. Like my hero Hunter S. Thompson, I will pack the Magnum with death champagne and drink before they ruin the world. My moment in time. This bleak landscape of cultural squalor, masquerading as political correctness and protection from terrorists, will not destroy my vision of my right to be. But the day of my suicide is still to come, for there is fighting left yet in these alley hands. I will work the typewriter down a few more roads strewn with the barbed wire that bloodied the gums of honest folks. I will do what I can to leave obstacles placed in the path of bitter rich men, too stupid to see a beautiful future made possible by the gift of adaptation. I will leave as many hurdles as I can in the hope that some of the constables trip over. I am the abyss. They are the fall.
Yeah.
Life and Everywhere in 2019 with Consumer Conscripts was commodified. Even in the madness of the charge towards global enslavement, the heartbeat of social expression was celebrity, a keen diversion from the walnut whip substitute served up as life and freedom. In the gated community, See You See Me webcams allowed one-click access to the private lives of your neighbours, ensuring any deviation from conformity was quickly identified and informed upon. It also provided much-needed titillation, a sense of community and belonging. So entrenched was the ideology that being a spy voyeur protected freedom that, rather than being sentimental by such staggering invasions of privacy, most conscripts embraced their duties happily, sharing information with elite surveillance agencies via the Report Your Neighbours download web browser, whilst discussing the lives of others for fun at www.morons.com. Take the case of Elijah Easleyled, who spent up to 18 hours a day watching the camera conformer, filling blog after blog with his introspection and unrealised sociopath alienation.
Have you seen my latest Twitter? My blog is heartfelt. You should have seen my suicide. It didn't quite work out, but I got thousands of hits. I've now got a healthy database of broadband death chasers. Would you like the password? It's only 58 happiness credits a month. You can pay my pal pre-post in the moment. He's a Visa Mastercard who sometimes sponsors abortion weddings. At www.traps.com. My favourite has to be the fetus fantasy. I prefer them older than young mind, but a blog is a blog and I do like to be poked.
Later that day, Elijah's blog railed against someone in his bio capsule consumer blog. Someone who had socialised in broad daylight with a stranger.
Can you believe it? It was brought to my attention by German Fear's latest blog. Apparently his site went into overdrive after he uploaded pictures of two consumers engaged in reckless dialogue, talking, laughing, and I kid you not, agreeing to meet with each other again. You'd think docile obedience had never been enshrined in legislation, for goodness sake. The edict is quite clear. Stop all communication with your neighbours, for it is both fanciful and illegal to interact with strangers. Outside of consumerism or division of labour necessity, contact is permissible only via the camera conformer, as one informer to another. The camera as behaviour shaper. Heavens above. Mind you, it's not all bad news, dear blogger. I was stunned to see new shelving, proudly displaying a range of nearly organic water tablets in the Chapel of Consumerism, recently opened in my very own sector. Thank you, Tesco's. What would we do without you? My tip for the day is the robot on aisle 23. He seems more patient than the rest. Whilst there, I downloaded a leaflet on my I'm being watched phone and simply swooned when I read that Tesco's, as always, has gone the extra mile, introducing security pin consumer logos that the underclass can display. This may allow small numbers of servile workers to be upgraded, perhaps even reconditioned, if they maximise their consumer pass reward points, which might even allow them back in the malls. They might even avoid food and water clamps being served again on their need to survive, if only they can get enough points. Happy Christmas in the summertime from Tesco's, poor people. Now, you would think that was enough for a month of Sundays, wouldn't you? Ha! Watch out, because our saviours have also opened an annex in the east wing of the Freedom Mall to manage diet stress and bad lip surgery, as well as offering bespoke multi-spectrum tanning salons. If you've been turned as orange as a March, head towards the east wing. For a respectable monthly instalment, you can redress the tan cancer but still lose weight, and get this! You're still free to maintain your chosen extremity, obesity, intake, consumption! How good is that?
Freedom and wise, we specialize.
Cut the midrange and drop the bass. Cut the midrange and drop the bass. Get off our streets, we know we are believing. Get off our streets, we know what we believe in.
get off our streets, we are going to police you. Stolen from ourselves before we even see through from empty cell. Dead, the virus swells. It's a global elite like you're living in hell. Through SARS goes out, the world is a bleeding. Get off our streets, we know what you are needing. God told us back, it's got to secede in. Rampage, we trust, you know that we need him. Jungleistic crew, get up our streets, we are going to police you. Stolen from ourselves before we even see through. From empty cells and the virus swells. The global elite like you're living in hell. Through Sasko's eyes the world is a bleeding. Get up our streets, we know what things are needing. Got hold us back, Scott puts his seed in. Rampage, we trust, we know that we need him. This is a regional sound. Rubber the rhythm crowd. Me gosh, reality the word. Me gosh, reality the word. Me gosh, reality the word. Come a team, come a team, come a team, come. Oh, Audrey. Get up our streets, we are going to police you. Stolen from ourselves before we even see through. For empty cells and the virus swells. Global elite like you're living in hell. Through Sasko's eyes the world is a bleeding. Get up our streets, we know what teams are needing. Can't hold us back if Scott puts his seed in. And Rampage, we trust, we know that we need him.
Boy, 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 boy.
Up to the pictures. 2019, I'm a coma team. I don't know what happened to my dream. 2019, I'm a coma team. I don't know what happened to my dream. Get off our streets, we go to police you. Stolen from ourselves before we even see through. From empty cells and the virus swells. Globally, what you're living in hell. Don't ask us why the world is a bleeding. Get off our streets, we know what we are needing. Get out the back. Do you? Do you? Are you just passing through? Passing through? My lyrical crew.
Yes, my
I'm gonna do to you what you did to me. With my DNA, you took it away.
Yeah, man.
I'm your children and my wife. I'm your children and my wife.
Rastafari.
I can't swim. You put me in a float ship, I can't swim. You put me in a float ship, I can't swim. You put me in a float ship. Look at the state I'm in. Can't stop. Got my lyrical cock. Once I rock.
Why?
Her fever, I got sincere.
Now she's dead.
To the bullet, to the head, took a bullet to the head. Get off our streets, we are going to police you. Stolen from ourselves before they even see through. From empty cells and the virus swells. Global elite like you're living in hell. Through Sasko's eyes, the world is a bleeding. Get off our streets, we know what things are needing. Can't hold us back, and Scott puts his seed in.
Rampage,
Rampage,
we trust.
We trust, yes we need him. Rampage, we trust, yes we need him. Scott puts his seed in.
And Rampage,
in Rampage we trust, we know that we need him.
And Rampage, we trust.
Ali I, Selassie I.
Original fever.
Original fever.
Oh my gosh, you listen to the crew, man. You come by, you step by, you listen to me, man. You not understand a thing.
Mother Gaia, we have abused your love for us for too long now, reaping the rewards of your abundant gifts for our own selfish needs, poisoning your lungs, clogging the arteries to your sacred heart. We are all complicit for the cancer pushing you closer to extinction. We seek forgiveness for our folly. The penance we have so far enacted insults the enrapturing beauty of your hallowed soul, a self-congratulatory shame shield to alleviate our guilt. How long have the warnings been with us? How many ice-capped torrents of tears, barren harvests and unnatural devastation must you suffer until we realize our pitiful efforts will no more save you? We have reached tipping point in our relationship. It has taken the journey of humankind through the worship of false and tangible prophets to realize at the moment of your impending demise that you are truly our creator. We are you. You are we. Your death will be ours. Cisbros, would you slowly kill your own mother who created, nourished and provided for you? Steal from her without recompense and abuse her sanctity? Not a pretty charge sheet, is it? But this is where we will stand, collected defendants before the court of climate Armageddon, unless we accept one final chance of redemption. Are we to be the generation who spurned immortality, unwilling to make necessary sacrifices to turn away from the wrong path of progress, acknowledge hindsight and travel back to find the right direction for a non-destructive progress for the future of Gaia? Forgive me if my words may disturb you today, but observing the heartbreaking beauty of our creator through the tragedy of Blanco, our last surviving bipolar bear, I was overwhelmed by a universal emotional resonance, unyielding in its intensity, beseeching me to find a way of breaking through the catastrophically resilient propaganda of the denialists, skeptics, conspiracies, and self-interested scientific charlatans that try to denigrate our sacred mission. We have seen the results of such dangerous thinking embodied by the anti-climate tax movement. The senseless deaths of the riots sweeping our sectors, only a mirror to what fate will befall our mother and all her living organisms if this parasitically suicidal mind cancer continues to spread unchecked. In this age of sacrifice, may I look to you, my climate soldiers, to channel the spirit of Gaia. Spread her message with an intensified urgency to counteract these disturbing developments. We pay more than our share, and rightly so. Rest assured, those withholding credits will feel the ferocious heat of her judgment, intensified in the bowels of a float ship. Now that everyone is globally connected, let us heal any existing divisions that may prevent our cause from succeeding, and urge all Cisbros to join together in a spiritual unity in which we can all share. Sing with me, everyone!
Is our living church. We love our Mother Gaia, and anyone who doubts the climate creed is a heathen and denier. With duty we pay our carbon tithe, as a collective savior. Punish those with their unwashed tins, as sinners without grace or favor. Never read an open book in case their words conspire to tempt us from the one and only path that leads us from this mire. The divine is only clear in this atmosphere. Old Brother Hubbard, your space bay is not welcome here. Enraptured by an eco spirit, captured by a fervor to give ourselves completely in union with our mother, who sex the earth, love, luxury, rock to stake our claim further. Sow our seeds like whole sweet beads, village crevice to the brimful. Await the birth of goddesses whose vision will allow us to build an army strong and without fear. Onward, climate soldiers. Enraptured by an eco spirit, captured by a fervor to give ourselves completely in union with our mother. We sex the earth, love locks, we rock to stake our claim further. So our seas like holes repeats, village crevice to the brimful. Await the birth of goddesses whose vision will allow us to build an army strong and without fear. Onward, climate soldiers.
Home Entertainment 2019 style. Harasasco Home Entertainer Enforcer. Simply press the red button on your pacifier stick. This will release a going out strap simulator, enabling safe for you laughter in the comfort of your own home at a duration dependent on credit ratios on your IFID balance. If your balance is below normalization, you and your family will receive this message in RFID real time. Sorry to bother you during laugh time, but you have an unpaid leisure tax. Your signal will be terminated immediately. FIPS Cyber Safety First Credit Retrievers from the PC department are now at your door to discuss this matter in person. Goodbye. In case of collapse, call the crash team. In case you can only breathe out but not in, please contact the Oxygen Therapy Unit. Press 5 for Community Blister Bubble Packs. Treat Yourself Diagnosis Tablets are recommended if you are suffering from low-income turbulence. Anti-erotica jabs, opinion shields, assimilation ointment and neutering agreements tests are still only one click away by downloading the Manage Your Life Expectancy app. Digitized Media Medicare from Jackboots. Our offices are now closed. Press 6 to hear this message again.
After Martha came the Red Kings as I was passing through. No man needs religion as the cost of living proves. I wonder where they will take me in this cul-de-sac surprise. I wonder if they'll ever mention the way young Bobby died. On the eve of freedom, will the dawn become the night? Will the credit town become the flame when the interest starts to bite? We'll be shopping for esteem in the cold LED light. Till someone had to ask me, I winked and I said I might. You give me so much love. I said you give me so much love. I was standing by your axis, hoping I won't be denied by the uncertain sound of reason for whom a teardrop quickly dries. I turn around and face it as it slopes off down your cheeks. I wanna be the man that finds it. I'm tired of the man who seeks. So gather around, people. Together make a start. Kick over the lies and statues that ripped our doll apart. Take down the flags and banners, put up something new. Overwhelming acts of resistance, the knots heavy and blues. Till you give me so much love.
can you give me so much love? I said you give me so much love. I said you give me so much love. So I leave you with a monologue, an entrance and a fade. Applause can be muted, just don't be afraid. Sing as one forever, let history take its place among all the other relics that for too long had its reach. Release the clowns at midnight, the zigzag and the maze. A simple act of breathing, no longer for the brief. So gather up your holsters, to the brim come fill your cup. Go stumbling to the future, where the streets ain't wide enough. Because you give me so much love. I said 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 you give me so much love.
By the early 21st century, Sector 54's Coastal Enclave absorbed and detained a self-satisfied spectrum of straight freaks, free drinkers, spiritual bullshitters, meists, dilettante militants, nonconformists, language exiles, post-sexuals and holistic whores, as well as those who pretended to work at work, their social stigma being counterbalanced by the greatest amount of unfulfilled project dreams per square mile of anywhere and everywhere. This had been the view from Mal during the early transition years, who, although being nominally present, had absented his family breakdown shell to the catastrophizing hermetic bitterness of his digital bunker. But forgiveness had nourished, becoming a balm for his wounded perspective. After 4 years away, he was returning to his adult home, prodigal brain cells enabling a fresh observation of the rapid New World Order transformation of Sector 54's unique character. Mal's ISIS consumer rail capsule was swallowed by a Freedom Mall concourse at midday, delivering its traumatised participants all too eager for a purchase fix. Adjusting his acknowledge and ignore blinkers, he managed to escape with only an impulse-conditioned, frisk Blumenazi Al Broth awareness stimulator, leaving him 4 hours until his meeting, plenty of time for him to rehearse their thoughts and sedate his nerves. A tantalising, almost warm April sun of hope and renewal greeted his 25-minute exit through the suspicion barriers, reflecting his own recent awakenings and transformation. Alighting the battery in the incline that led to the centre of the city, eyes rolling down to the sea where he could just make out one of the early float ships on the horizon, Mal shuffled his way to where he could hear the strangely panacean digital wash of New Days' Musica, mingled with children's cries of laughter, wafting incongruously from the We Are Family Open Day at the local Masonic Centre. Adjacent had once bowed Clifford's Bowl, for half a century the independent quarter of local consumer outlets. Heads, dreads, sounds and threads, punctuated by more money than sense absurdities, providing an individualistic counterpoint to the homogenizer everywhere else. Mal was dismayed to see its gentrification into supermarket autonomy and their subsidiaries. Coffee leisure spaces, taste experiences, credit degenerators, and social technology temples. The bustling milieu had been eviscerated, its presence an embarrassing slur on the conformity of choice. It had been difficult to distinguish between the private for-profit militias patrolling everywhere and the public police force, but share prices now dominated matters of obedience. Mal had been aware of their increasing presence before he had left, their first functioning as economic security for local business and anti-enjoyment enforcers in bars and clubs. Their ascendancy had coincided with the manifestation of an informant culture, represented by the creation of People's Champions in response to the first Brown Terror wave. Shop workers, teachers, tourists and petty grievances were trained by FIBS operatives in the art of suspicion and surveillance. Although the population had been on constant state of terror in the period when the last vestiges of opinion still existed, some couldn't find much discernible evidence to the contrary, apart from the organised media hyperbole. Almost as if in response to this vacuum, small pockets of resistance emerged. While Arab performed the glamour gigs, outrage groups with less and more random agendas helped to maintain fear ratios closer to home. Mal had a wry affection for the celebrity colours, who specialised in detaining their quivering vermin in plasma screen tubes. Instant mortality eyes secured half an inch from every recorded pixel and utterance of their psychic offences, until the peepers sizzled and popped from the heat of their own conceit. By 2019, it meant 99% of the population were potential victims. Not everyone was serious.
I'm the man you only see on every other weekend, holding on so desperately to the time I've been given. Just so hard now on my own. Support groups didn't suit me. Marginalized by society, I'm a shadowless illusion. I wear a cape to be recognized, and still I am stigmatized. I'm a male carer. Got thrown out of mafia for being too extreme. I guess I'm just too angry to be welcome anywhere. Stop the money paid monthly. I had to go underground, waiting for. She hid behind the law, access denied. She had all the choices while I lost my mind. Pushed me to the limit, now it's time to get even. I'll strap myself up and go to my old house to make closure with my ex and that weasel of a spouse. Finger on the button, I'm gonna take us all out.
Senior Tesco's consumer analysts were worried. In fact, they were s***ing themselves. Loose Cannon, Maverick, an all-round sport pain in the profit and loss, Monk de Willy de Hong Kong, a senior marketing shareholder and cousin of Afraid of Dark Park, was determined to push ahead with what many considered to be marketing suicide. In response, Monk de Willy smiled the smile of privilege, carrying on with his PowerPointless presentation regardless.
The advocates of profit do not be fooled by your underestimation of the stupidity of shoppers. Let arrogance, greed, and brass balls fill your bag for life. Trust me, I know what brings the mugs from the shelves to the malls. Pretty colours, strap lines, and the dream of a better deal. When one has nothing, one will do anything to get something. So let us get the fool's gold. We can sell them the same product, exactly the same product, bar the barcode, at two different prices differentiated by means of the packaging.
Surely the multitude will spot the hoax, lose faith and no longer buy the vastly overpriced version we so lavishly present.
Gideon Calling, more than anyone else present, was sick to death of Monk de Willy's maddening shop therefore I am scheming. whilst envious of the monk's track record of global on-target sales in that financial quarter.
Ah, Gideon, we've been locking swords since the boarding school bathroom and the debating chamber, yet still you refuse to submit to sense. No, Gideon, they will not. You, like I, are a snob. We can afford to be. The multitude cannot, though they aspire to snobbery nonetheless. They, like us, wish to feed their families with high-quality synthesized food, which is healthy and embarrassment-free when seen by other consumers. Each item's status naked in their shopping trolleys. They will pay as much as 5 times more for the same artificial tomato juice as the blended variety that we will sell as basic synthesized tomato juice. Will there be any difference between this and the quality assured artificial tomato juice? Of course not, other than the number of consumer credits required with which to purchase the aforesaid item. We will increase the price of all quality assured products and continue to do so, just as those who aspire to consume them will continue to spend an ever-increasing in proportion of their wage slave payoff to purchase them. Meanwhile, the poorer fools will be steadily humbled into acceptance that the basic range is of inferior quality, but also that we are doing them a massive favour. Charity, you could say, and for that they should take a long, hard look at their economic status and feel ashamed. Let us marginalise the notion of value and maximise spend. Questions I will take, but not now. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Please return to your malls and begin preparations for an upturn in shareholder happiness. None other than Marvin Tokenism, Secretary for Gesture, has agreed to lend his support to the launch of both ranges, touring Freedom Malls across sectors 1, 2 and 12, designated testing grounds for the first wave of the consumer dupe to publicise the breakthrough. Taste the difference in your mouth, not your wallet, will herald a new era in consumption. Never forget you heard it here first. We will take the blood from a stone and sell it back to the riverbank. I will see you all soon by the lake for the convention. Until then, happy bean counting, people. All hell ISIS.
A man against fear inside Armageddon. Against fear of a woman's stuff. I hear you got big hands for Mary's child. You depressed boys from a barrel of scum.
Scream from your trust.
side Armageddon. Men against fear of a woman stuff.
Such a huge gathering of people in one place had not been seen since the forced migrations to the newly created sectors throughout everywhere circa 2013. If the Daily Torch news bulletins were to be believed, as many as 1 million subserbs would make their way to the foot of the hills in Sector 5, an amber-green backdrop leading to the Freedomless Forest. What better setting for the Freedomless Festival? The applause bounced back on the stage, enveloping Supreme Leader Ramit Rothschild in the handy-clap cheers of hand-picked Terrans, riddled with biosurvival anxiety and the fervour of force-fed fun, as Ramit surged on the finest uncut bougain known to man.
Friends, we're gathered here to say no. No to those that would wish to end our way of life. And we're also here to say yes, yes to every man, woman and child who will fight to the death, if need be, to protect our way of life. When democracy failed us for the last time, I looked at the few queues and the burned-out banks and swore that no more would people be subjected to the evil chaos of freedom. People like you and I. People who want to wake up each morning safe in the knowledge that austerity measures will keep the employment capsules running smoothly. Without work, where would we be? In the caves and trees with the madmen and cobras. Evil men have attacked us, struck at the very heart of our way of life, and such evil must be punished. And I swear by almighty Isis, punished they will be. We've come here today to celebrate the new world order. We all have a part to play, all these smiling faces I see before me, each ready to serve the interests of a global economy without which life will come to an end. Together, let us work unto death. Obedience is what is best for our children, for the world, for the sake of peace, security, debt, management, to ensure a future filled with opportunity, to make nature safe, to destroy thy enemies, to trade back into surplus. Need I remind you that freedom was abolished along with its deceased cousin, opinion? Why? I will tell you why. We destroyed freedom to protect liberty. All hail ISIS!
Up next was Afraid of Darkpath, to equally tumultuous applause.
Friends, I want to talk to you today about language. We have one world, one government, one currency, yet we do not have one language. The world's keenest minds have been working to develop the first ever ULD, a universal language decoder that will work in harmony with your RFID chip. The exact specifications of the ULD will be determined by the number of regular SDR reward points you are credited with. Servile debt reparations will allow you to upgrade your RFID. The ULD being one example of the benefits of vigilant punitive financial diligence. The biometric human implant RFID chip, along with associated crap such as the ULD, are at the technological forefront in our fight against individuality. Its dregs, the remnants of nationhood, the absurd notion we should all have our own language. Poppycock! We predict that by 2029, all consumer conscripts will either have access to the universal language or will have been prevented from doing so. Such powerful ID profiling and communication control will be a major breakthrough in global terror management. The RFID chip means we can now track consumer conscripts in real human time. If a fraudster owes money, we can withdraw it from them in an instant. At last,
We have the technology to ensure immediate implant currency caution. Join us! Make yourself accessible! Now, before I introduce the proud sponsors of One World, One Government Day, RFID Technologies, ISIS Asset Management, and the Tesco's Bilderberg Trust, I would like to welcome to the stage the man who developed the ULD prototype. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Bill Gates!
So steep.
When the moon falls, it's not so steep. Our Emmanuel, a female manual, explores the hegemonic, homogenizing control grid world of 2019. Wrestling today's, tomorrow's, and yesterday's cultural, social, and political concerns into a comedy headlock. It's a laughster, slapstick, crazy, paranoid manuscript which pokes its eye in the triangle at the sheer scale of wink, corporate duality, insanity, mind control prescribed as truth. Turn the page off as we listen to a book that dares to question the mutually self-supporting paradigm that condition and shape our behavior, fermenting our desires, leaving them unconformable and RFID ready. A book glued together bits of paper with words decoding the control dynasties. Chapter and onwards always meddling. Could it be that you and me are the biggest hurdles in the jump yourself free game?
What are the origins of When the Moon Falls, It's Not So Steep?
Darwin had nothing to do with it. Jumper puppies, an exhausted garage band in decline, were found begging in the four-track gutter, praying for musical ability rebirth. When a goddess threw them a get back into jail card, and the rest, they say, is a mystery. When there is unexpected tension in the baggage area, someone must pick up the pen. In retrospect, it was more a case of taking drugs to make books to take drugs to.
How can listeners find out more about When the Moon Falls, It's Not So Steep?
By deprogramming their RFID chip and heading out to where the hotmails are. At When the Moon Falls, It's Not So Steep at hotmail.com. We can also arrange for bands and characters from the book to come and perform in your house or biosurvival anxiety chamber. Spoken word sessions and book burnings are encouraged. Book signings are not. These impromptu, one-off pop-up chapter show, que sera sera performances, appear and disappear in people's homes in full Masonic regalia, reciting songs from the albums and readings from the book.
What comes after When the Moon Falls, It's Not So Steep?
A serialised radio show and also the farcical, a not-for-grown-up stage show, and to that end we are currently seeking interested expertise to further non-serviam in theatres. We're also working on our new book within a book masquerading as a soundtrack inside an album.
There is a rumour that When the Moon Falls, It's Not So Steep is in fact the work of legendary leonine Brighton pub entrepreneur Dave Day. Witnesses say that his chauffeur-driven Bentley, with his clearly identifiable Mr. Lion personalised number plate, was spotted cruising up and down New Road, tossing CD-ROM copies of the book out of the smoked glass windows. Would you care to comment?
Comment? No. Testify? Yes. Why, brother, lying down to hide the truth. Yes, the book was used to serve black mass in a golden line, and if you're still out there, Dave, it's probably for the best. Omar, amen. A one-time and a future associate of Dave's is now cash-handling all our unsuccessful contracts, agreeing to default upon contractual obligation at the first possible opportunity.
We thank you for your time and your quantum novel.
We were blessed with faces for radio, but we are not so complacent of your ears. We thank you, Sissy Bros, for your earth time and your ear time and your consciousness expansion willingness. It's been more fun than a day out at the Freedom Malls at Thwart Park in Sector 23. Stay awake. Then again, why walk around half dead when we can bury you?